Lord, together we look to you.
求你向我们显明你格外的同在。
We ask that you would manifest your presence with us.
你叫我们要更多注意将来必成的事。
That we would put more focus on the things which will come about.
我们也实在非常欢喜的要知道你手中所要做的。
And that we would rejoice in the hand of thy work.
主啊，求你在我们将来仰望寻求你的时候，
and that when we look and seek after you in this way,
伸出你大能的膀臂围绕着我们，
that you would extend forth your mighty hand to surround us,
你一面苏醒我们的灵，
that once, on the one hand you revive our spirit,
把赐人智慧和启示的灵赏赐给我们，
that you would grant us the spirit of wisdom and revelation,
一面你也伸出你的手来对付仇敌一切的骚扰，
and that you would also extend forth your handTo stop any interruption by the enemy.
特别你的话把他来显露的时候，
especially when he is to reveal himself.
你更叫他在我们聚会的中间有任何活动的余地。
That you would not allow for him to have any ground of activity in our midst.
主，你是得胜的主。
Lord, you are the victorious Lord.
没有任何的权势可以超越你。
And there is no power that will surpass you.
所以我们仰望主把你的得胜显明在我们当中。
Therefore, Lord, we do ask that you would manifest thy victory in our midst.
也叫我们的灵窍给打开。
And that you would also open up our spirit.
能以明显的看见你手中所做的一切。
So that we can clearly see all the work of thy hand.
主啊，你要怜悯我们。
Lord, have mercy upon us.
因为你不恩待我们，我们不会。
Because if you're not gracious to us, we will not see.
你恩待我们的时候，我们里边就明白你的安排。
And when you are gracious to us, then we will know from within your arrangements.
主，但愿你救我们脱离各种各样的骚扰和捆绑。
Lord, we do ask that you will deliver us from all bondage and all interruptions.
带着一个敞开的灵，在你面前等候你说话。
So that we would have an open spirit to come and wait before you for you to speak to us.
主，我们仰望。
Lord, we look to thee.
晚上这段时间求主管理。
This time tonight we ask that you rule over it.
祷告仰望奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray and look in Jesus Christ's name.
啊，我们今天晚上要看到十三章了。
Tonight we'll look into chapter 13.
弟兄姊妹们注意，从第十章开始。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention starting from chapter 10.
一直就是说到大灾难以前的一些在天上所显露出来的事。
Continues to tell us some events that would manifest in heaven.
从时间上来说，是包括创世以前所开始。
In the time frame of those events, it includes before the foundation of the world.
但是最主要的部分是集中在大灾难那三年半。
But most of those events are focused on the time period of the 3.5 years during the Great Tribulation.
这一大段的经文啊，
and,
是常常给神儿女们有许多心思上的混乱。
And this large passage oftentimes causes confusion amongst the children of God.
因为其中一个很主要的原因，就是在时间上面没有掌握得好。
And the main reason for that is because they did not grasp accurately the timeline.
那结果就乱了。
And as a result, they're confused.
那我们现在能照着神子启示录本身的那一个段落。明显出来的那个段落来决定它的时间。
And so we can confirm the timeline accurately according to the separation of the periods that is broken down to us naturally by the book of Revelation itself.
我们感谢主，那就清楚多了。
Then we thank the Lord because it becomes much more clear.
上次我们看到十二章的时候。
And last time when we look into chapter 12.
弟兄姊妹特别要留意的。
Brothers and sisters, you have to pay special attention to.
从第一节一直到第五节
from verse 1 to verse 5
或者说严格说起来是到到那个第十到十二节
or strictly speaking to verse 12
那是 从创世以前一直说到大灾难的起头。
That is the time frame between the beginning, before the foundation of the world, all the way to the beginning of the great tribulation.
然后从十三节到末了，就直接就说到大灾难时候的事。
And so from verse 13, it directly speaks on the matters in the great tribulation.
那所以弟兄姊妹，你从十二章的下半，你就看到一灾、二灾、半灾这个时间。
And so, brothers and sisters, at the last half of chapter 12, you see this time frame, a time again, and a time and a half.
到了十三章的时候，你就看见四十二个月。
And then in, later you will see the 42 weeks.
然后我们也就看到这里边关乎时间上的问题。
And then later you will see the matter of this time frame.
当然在十二章里面也就已经给我们看到有个1260天。
Of course, in chapter 12, we already see that in the 1260 days.
我们已经提过这三个不同的时间上的计算都是说到一个相同的时候。
And we have made mention already, even though they're calculated in different units, it is speaking on the same time.
那就是大灾难的这一段的时期。
And that is the period of the Great Tribulation.
那上一次末了我们就提到
And so last time at the end we mentioned
当撒旦从天上给赶到地上来的时候
That when Satan was cast down from heaven unto earth
这就是大灾难的起头
That is the beginning of the great tribulation
因为从这个时候开始
Because starting from that time
我们就看到1260天
We'll see the 1260 days
就看到一载二载半载
And so we see the time, times and half a time
又看到那个四十二个月
And we also see those 42 months
那这一个时间乃是从撒旦给赶到地上来这对撒旦从天上给赶到地上来的时候开始
And so those time frames begin when Satan is cast down from heaven unto earth
那我们也提到
Now we also mentioned
那当撒旦一到地上来的时候
When he is on earth
他不能再与神有任何的对抗
He can no longer oppose God
所以他就把他的那一股气啊都出在那些与主有关的人的身上。
And so he wants to extend his wrath toward those who have a relationship with the Lord.
但这个时候教会已经被提到天上去。
But at that time, the church has already been raptured
into heaven. 所以在地上他找不到称为教会的。
And so on earth, he cannot find the church.
所以他就对付以色列。
So he deals with Israel.
那么整个的以色列是蒙保守的。
And so the entire Israel is kept.
就是那一个妇人。
And that is the woman here.
说对整个的以色列他没有办法
So he cannot deal with the entire Israel
所以他只好把他的怒气向以色列里边部分的以色列人来发作
And so he can only extend forth into some of the Israelites
而这一部分的人有一个特色
And in this group of Israelites there's a special characteristic
就是守神的诫命为耶稣
And this group of the people are which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. And last time at the end, I lightly mentioned
这个守神诫命为耶稣做见证的这些那个妇人的其余的儿女
And so these remnants of the children of this woman who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ
在那三年半的里边显明出来的
And so they're manifested during this 3.5 years.
非常可能的就是那两十二章的那两个见十一章的那两个见证人那传道的结果
And so very possibly that is the result of the fruit of the preaching of the two mentioned in chapter 11
那关乎这一点
So regarding that point
我个人是非常肯定他绝对不是教会
I personally am confirmed that this group is not the church
因为教会不在那三年半的里头
Because the church is not in the midst of that 3.5 years.
不，既然不是教会，那是什么呢
？And if it is not the church, who are they?
只有一个可能。
There's one possibility.
就是在那三年半里面，那两个见证人那个见证的结果。
And so there's that possibility of the fruit of the preaching of those two witnesses.
但是有一个难处。
But there's one difficulty.
那个难处就是这些 身为其余的儿女的一面是守神的诫命，
and the difficulty is that the remnant of her children, on the one hand, they keep the commandments of God,
一面又为耶稣的见证，
and on the other hand, they also have the testimony of Jesus Christ.
这两个是好像是不能调和在一起的，
and so these two things cannot seem to be harmonious.
因为为守诫命那是律法的问题，
because if you keep the commandments that's a matter of law.
为耶稣见证那是恩典的问题，
and if you have the testimony of Jesus Christ that's a matter of grace.
那这个恩律法和恩典都调在一起，
and so when the law and grace is mixed together,
这个是一个难处，
that is a difficulty.
我承认我是不够，我不了解这个这一批人当时的光景究竟是怎样。
And I confess, I cannot truly grasp what the condition of this group of people is at that time.
不过我们可以肯定的，
But we're sure.
这批人尽归是在灾难期间认识主的犹太人。
This group of people is a group of people who know the Lord during the Great Tribulation.
因为一提到这些问题的时候，
Because when you mention about this matter,
就有好些很复杂的事情要碰到的。
There is some complex matters that you come into contact with.
其中一个可能就是。
One possibility is.
因为他们是犹太人的背景。
It is because they have the background of the Jews.
所以他们就好像来到使徒行传开头的那一段耶路撒冷的教会的光景。
So therefore they will come into the condition in the early church in Jerusalem during the time of Acts.
又守律法，
so they keep the law,
又接受主做救主，
and they also accept the Lord as Savior.
有这个可能，但是我们不敢说得很准。
There is that possibility, but we cannot be very accurate on that.
因为我们晓得一件事，
because we know one thing.
在大灾难期间的里边，肯信主的犹太人还不是很多的。
During the period of the Great Tribulation, if the Jews would come to believe and accept the Lord, it is not many.
犹太人或者说以色列人一直要等到大灾难的末了，他们看见主降临来拯救他们。
The Jews or the Israelites, it is during the end of the Great Tribulation when they see the descent of the Lord coming to deliver them.
那时他们才全家悔改归主。
It is only at that time the entire house will repent and return to the Lord.
所以那个时刻没有来以前，
So before that time arrives,
那么就有这些其余的儿女了，不是全体的以色列。
There is this remnant of her seed, it is not the entire Israel.
我这里所说的全体的以色列是说那一个时候的全体的以色列。
And so when I'm pointing at the entire Israel, I'm pointing at the entire Israel at that particular time.
妇人就是指着这一个事实。
And so the woman points at that fact.
其余的儿女就说到肯接受耶稣的拯救的以色列人，
and the remnant of her seed are pointing at those who are willing to accept Jesus to be saved.
但是他们还不能脱离那个律法的那个背景。
But still, they cannot depart away from the background of the law.
所以就有这样的一个提说在这里。
And so that's why they're in this condition where it's mentioned here.
因为说到这样的事情的时候，
and because we mentioned about this matter,
我们接上去就要看到十三章。
When we continue on, we see chapter 13.
但在十三章的里边又有一些比较不容易澄清的事。
And again, in chapter 13, there are some matters that is not easy to clarify.
那所以弟兄姊妹，你就看到在弟兄们中间关乎教会被提的事情，有很多很多的主张，都跟这两三章圣经里面所说的事情有直接的关系。
So brothers and sisters, that's why you see so many different views amongst the brethren about this issue of rapture that is linked to these few chapters.
不过如果我们能把时间掌握得好，和那个事实能分类得好，
But if we're able to grasp the timeline accurately and we're able to distinguish the different situations,
那许多不够清楚的地方也就不会有太多的骚扰。
And so in the many areas where we may not be clear on, we will not be disturbed so much by them.
比方说从十二章里面，
And so for example, just in chapter 12,
如果有一些弟兄们，他们把那个妇人看作是教，是 是教会。
Some brethren would view that woman as signifying the church.
被提的那个男孩子是得胜者。
And so the man child who is raptured, it is the church, the overcomers.
那弟兄姊妹，如果没有其他的经文来比较，只是有这么些经文的话，也许能。
And so brothers and sisters, if we cannot compare here with any other scripture, maybe it is possible that we can accept that.
但是如果有跟其他的经文一照比较的时候，
But again, when we can compare that with other scripture,
我们就很难说那个男孩子是得胜者。
Then it is hard for us to say that man child are the overcomers.
前几次我们轻轻的稍微提了一下。
And the last few times we have lightly mentioned about that already.
到了最末了的时候你看。
But at the very end, you see,
其余的儿女
the remnant of her seed
他们能在那种光景的底下站立
when they're able to stand in such situation
谁能说他们不是得胜者
who would say that they are not overcomers
如果他们是得胜者
and if they are overcomers
那他们还在地上
then why are they still on earth
另外一批得胜者就提到天上
and yet the other group of overcomers are caught into heaven
这样在圣经的解说上面就发生难处了。
And in that way, the interpretation of the scriptures are difficult to explain.
所以我们必须要把那个事情分得很清楚。
And so we must able to distinguish those matters very accurately.
那现在我们要进到十三章。
And so now we'll enter into chapter 13.
我们看到十三章的时候
，When we see chapter 13,
有一件事我先给弟兄姊妹提一下。
There's one matter that I want to first mention to brothers and sisters.
几乎所有的英文圣经都把十二章最末了的那一句。
Almost all the English translations would put the last verse in Chinese in the beginning of chapter 13 as verse 1.
但是中文圣经就把那一句话放在十二章的最末了。
But in the Chinese Bible, in the translation, it puts that verse at the end of verse chapter 12.
但是这个还不是问题，因为章节的那个是人给他分上去的，这个不是问题。
But actually, that is not the issue because the separation of the chapter and verses are done by man.
不过有一个问题我要提一下的，但是也不是太大的问题。不过弟兄姊妹应该知道。
But there is another matter that I want to mention. It is not a great one, but I should mention so brothers and sisters would know.
究竟在十二章末了站在海边沙上的那个是谁
？And the issue is, in fact, who is the one that is standing upon the sand of the sea?
我们中文圣经就说是龙。
And the Chinese translation it says the dragon.
英文圣经就看你是哪一个译本。
And so in the English translation, it depends on which translation
you use. 有一些翻译是也是指着龙。
And in some translation, it also points at the dragon.
有一些个翻译就不是说龙，
and,
而是说到约翰自己。
And in some translation, it is not saying that the dragon stood there, but John himself stood there.
当然这个差别乃是因为古卷里边啊。有一些古卷是说约翰，有一些古卷是说龙。
And so the difference in that has to do with the ancient scrolls that in some that say John and some that would say the dragon.
不过这个也不是什么大的问题。
But actually that's not any great issue either.
但是我们不能不注意。
But we must take note.
为什么一下子就提到是龙也好，或者是约翰也好，站在海边的沙上呢
？Why was it then that at immediately it will mention whether it is the dragon or John standing upon the sand of the sea？
这就和十三章有直接的关系。
So that has direct relationship to do with chapter 13。
因为十三章的那一个立脚点就是在海边的沙上。
Because the focal point in chapter 13 is upon the sand of the sea。
所以我个人的感觉。
So I personally feel.
我以为那一个不应该是龙，是约翰。
I feel that person that who is standing there should not be the dragon but John.
所以有一些翻译啊，他有一些个那个版本啊，就是说那时我站在海边的沙上。
And so in some versions it is translated as and I stood upon the sand of the sea.
而这个我当然就是指着约翰自己。
And so in that translation, I, it's John himself.
那为什么他站在海边的山上呢？
So why did he stand upon the sand of the sea?
因为神要在这个时候 给他启示另一方面的事。
Because it is at that time that God will reveal to him other matters.
弟兄姊妹得留意。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
从第四章开始,
starting from chapter 4,
那个天使对他说,你上到这里来, 我要把以后必成的事告诉你。
The angel said to him, come up here and I will show you the things which will come about.
那约翰就给提到天上。
And so, John was taken into heaven.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10的那些,一直他在天上看见的事情。
And so, in the remaining chapters from 4 to 10, it is the things which he sees in heaven.
现在他看到了那个撒旦给驱赶到地上来了。
And so now he sees that Satan is cast down upon the earth.
所以约翰也那他所那个立脚点也从天上回到地上来。
And so then, very naturally, then the point of view would switch from heaven to on earth.
因为从这个时刻开始,
because at that time,
神要让他看见 地上所发生的事情的那个背后的那些光景。
God wants to see, let allow for him to see the background on the things which will happen on earth.
所以他就站在海边的沙上。
So he stands upon the sand of the sea.
在这一个位置上他就看到一件事了。
And so from that focal point he sees one thing.
所以13章开始就是说我看见一个兽从海中上来。
And so at the beginning of chapter 13 it says that he saw a beast rise up out of the sea.
那13章是说到大灾难的那个源头。
And so chapter 13 tells us the origin of the great tribulation,
或者说是引动大灾难的那个源头,
or the origin which incites the great tribulation.
而这个源头乃是根据两号人物,
and that source is based upon two characters.
因为13章里面是出来两个人物,
because in chapter 13 there are two that come about.
这两个人物在神的启示的里头都没有把他们
And so these two characters that come about in the revelation of God, they're not viewed as people. Of course, they are people. But what they do and what they manifest, they're not worthy to be people.
所以在13章的里面,神显明这个事实的时候,就把他们用兽的形象来
And so when God describes them and reveals this matter, they are expressed as beasts.
那从第一节到第十节就是头一个兽。
And so from verse 1 to verse 10, that is the first beast.
11节到末了是第二个兽。
And so from verse 11 to the end is the second beast.
那第一个兽是谁呢?
And so who is the first beast?
第一个兽是敌基督。
First beast is the Antichrist.
那第二个兽是谁呢?
And who is the second beast?
第二个兽是假先知。
And the second beast is the false prophet.
那所以我们看这个13章的时候,
And so when we look at chapter 13,
我们先要去马太福音24章那里头先看一些事实。
We must first go to Matthew chapter 24 to look at some matters.
在马太24章里头,
In Matthew 24 there,
主跟门徒就说到 将来他来的时候的事情。
The Lord speaks to his disciples about the time when he will return.
当然也就提到大灾难。
And of course he mentions about the great tribulation.
从24章21节开始。
And so starting from chapter 24, verse 21.
我们先读这一段。
Let us first read this part.
因为那时必有大灾难从世界的起头直到如今没有这样的灾难后来也必没有。 如不减少那日子凡有血气的总没有一个得救的只是为选民那日子必减少了那时若有人对你们说基督在这里或说基督在那里你们不要信因为假基督假先知将要起来显大神迹大骑士倘若能行连选民也就迷惑了看啊我预先告诉你们 若有人对你们说, 看啊, 基督在旷野里, 你们不要出去。 或者说看了基督在内屋里，你们不要信。闪电从东这东边发出，直照到西边，人子降临也要这样。
So that's from verse 21 to verse 27.
那在这一段话的里面，你看到。
And so in this passage, you're able to see.
在时间上面指明是大灾难的时候。
During the time period, it's clearly said during the Great Tribulation.
在大灾难的这一段时间里头，有两个突出的人物。
And so in this Great Tribulation period, there's two characters that stand out.
一个是假基督。
One is the false Christ.
一个是假先知。
One is the false prophet.
假基督就是敌基督。
And so the false Christ is the Antichrist.
他们是这一段大灾难时期里头的政治宗教的中心人物，或者是的领袖的人物。
And so they're the very leaders or the center of the religious and the economy at that time, and the politics at that time.
那我们认定了这个事实。
And so we hold that fact.
我们再回到十三章里面，你就看到主当时所说的这一段话，就是指着那一个。
And so if you return to chapter 13, you can see that the Lord's words are speaking directly in the content of that chapter. But the Lord has long ago reminded those belonging to God, even though they perform wonders, that they can perform signs. And they can compel others with their good doctrine.
甚至是借用了基督的名字来说到属灵的事。
Even if they use the name of Christ to speak on spiritual matters.
主说你们不要去相信。
The Lord says, do not go and believe them.
另外也不要去跟随。
And do not go forth and follow them.
连去看热闹都不要去。
And do not even go and look at the commotion.
省得你们在那里受迷惑。
Lest you will be compelled by them.
那这是主在钉十字架以前跟门徒说到幕后的时候。
And so that's what the Lord tells the disciples that they need to pay attention to in the last time.
我们把这一段话放回启示录十三章去。
And now if we put those words back into Revelation 13.
那弟兄姊妹已经看得很清楚了。
Then brothers and sisters, you can see very clearly.
在大灾难的三年半的里头。
And so during the 3.5 years of the Great Tribulation,
就出来两号人物。
There are two characters that come forth.
但这两号人物的出现。
But they're coming forth.
是根据撒旦从天上给赶到地上来。
It is again based upon that Satan was cast down from heaven unto earth.
如果撒旦没有从天上赶到地上来。
Now if Satan was not cast down from heaven unto earth.
敌基督、假先知都有出现。
The Antichrist and the false prophet will still appear.
但是这只是他们的一些的影响，或者说是他们的兵徒。
Or that they're only their followers or some of their effects.
但是等到那三年半一来呢?
But when the 3.5 years come,
那是敌基督本人出来。
That is the Antichrist himself coming.
那是假先知本人出来。
That is the Antichrist himself, the false prophet coming himself.
这两个是正牌的。
And so these two are the genuine ones.
这两号人物没有出来以前。
And so before they come forth,
所有称为敌基督的都是这一个敌基督的那个下属。
And so those who call themselves Antichrist before the Antichrist comes are only his followers.
所以你读约翰一书的时候。
And so when you do read 1 John,
那里就很清楚说。
And they're clearly telling us,
你们曾经听说敌基督要来。
You have heard that the Antichrist will come.
那是属敌基督的已经来了。
But yet those of the Antichrist has already come.
那弟兄姊妹，你留意到主的话就是说的那么清楚。
And so brothers and sisters, the word of the Lord is so clear.
敌基督要来。
The Antichrist will come.
那敌基督没有来以前。
But before he comes.
那是属敌基督的先来。
Those belonging to the Antichrist has already come.
那敌基督什么时候来？
And so when does the Antichrist come?
大灾难的时候来。
He comes during the Great Tribulation.
就是撒旦从天上给赶到地上来的时候，他就来。
That is, he will come when Satan is cast down from heaven unto earth.
我们留意。
We pay attention.
十二章就说，天上再没有他的地位了。
Chapter 12 tells us, neither was any place found in heaven for him.
所以撒旦就气愤愤的下到地上。
And so Satan can only angrily come on earth.
那地那个时候就成了撒旦最后对抗神的那一个 地点了。
And so for Satan, the earth is the very last place, the last point which he can try to rebel against God.
那他怎么在地上来发动对抗神呢？
And so how does he incite the crowd to deal against God on earth?
就透过敌基督和假先知的出现。
It is through the appearing of the Antichrist and the false prophet.
那弟兄姊妹们，你留意。
So brothers and sisters, pay attention.
十三章里面说到敌基督，说到假先知。
In chapter 13, when it mentions about the Antichrist and the false prophet,
再加上龙
and the dragon,
你看到又是三位。
You see, it is also three.
而这三位
and these three,
他们是连在一起的。
They are connected together.
敌基督是从龙那里接受权柄。
That the Antichrist receives the authority from the dragon.
假先知是从敌基督那里接受权柄。
And that the false prophet receives the authority from the Antichrist.
这一个权柄的根源是那龙。
And so the source of this power is from the dragon.
是弟兄姊妹，你看到一件事。
So brothers and sisters, you see one thing.
为什么叫做假先知？
Why is it the false prophet?
为什么叫做假基督？
Why is it the false Christ?
因为是假冒的。
Because they are false.
整个他们这个结合都是在一个假冒的那个事实里头的。
And so the union is only imitation or counterfeit.
人都知道神是三而一的。
Man knows that God is the three in one God.
但现在他来说他是神。
But now they come and claim that they are God.
约翰提到了在后书第二章。第一章里边不是第二章里边不是这样说吗？
And 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 tells us,
那一个称为敌基督的人啊，他进到神的殿中，自称为神。
And so the Antichrist would come into the temple of God to call himself God.
那他们既然是自称为神
，And so if he declares himself to be God,
那就要拿出那个是神的那个样式来。
And so he has brought forth the image of God.
而人都知道神是三而一的。
And man knows that God is the triune God.
是他的影。借着这个三而一的那个样式来表达他们自己。
And so they also use then this image to manifest themselves.
所以你在十三章里面看见整个大灾难的那一个发动的那个根源就是在这一个假冒的三而一里头。
And so you can see that in chapter 13 when they incite the whole world it is under this false counterfeit in imitation of three in one.
龙
The dragon.
敌基督那个兽
the beast represented by the Antichrist,
那个兽
the beast of the false prophet.
那所以我们能了解到这一件事的时候，我们再看这两号人物，我们就看得很清楚了。
And so when we realize this, and then we look at these two characters, we become very clear.
但是弟兄姊妹们必须要掌握那个时间。
But brothers and sisters, again, you have to grasp the time.
十三章里边是说四十二个月。
And so in chapter 13 it tells us of those 42 weeks or months.
这些事情都是发生在那四十二个月的。
So you see that these events take place within those 42 months.
不是在四十二个月以外。
It is not outside of the 42 months.
那弟兄姊妹你看到第五节的末了就是说可以任意而行四十二个月。
So brothers and sisters, you can see at the end of verse 5 it says they can continue 42 months.
那我先那我们掌握了这个点
and so we grasp that point
我们来看先看头一号人物
now let us look at the first character
第一节那里说我又看见一个兽从海中上来
first one says and I saw a beast rise up out of the sea
有十角七头
having seven heads and ten horns
在十角上带着十个冠冕
And upon his ten horns, ten crowns.
头上有蛇毒的名号。
And upon his head, the name of blasphemy.
我所看见的兽形状像豹，脚像熊的脚，头像狮子的头。
And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion.
那龙将自己的能力、座位和大权柄。
And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority.
那好，我们先来看看这个假基督的外貌。
Now let us first look at the appearance of this false Christ.
那头一件事情。
The first thing.
这个敌基督从哪里来？
Where does this Antichrist come from?
他说是从海中上来。
It tells us he rise up out of the sea.
那这里有两个意思我们要注意的。
And so here there's two meanings we pay attention to.
一个是说到敌基督的那个根源。
One, it tells us the origin from where he is from.
我们从整本圣经里面能领会一件事，撒旦的巢穴是在海里。
From the entire Bible, we can understand one thing, that the nest of Satan is in the ocean, in the sea.
那这现在这一个这一个兽是从海里上来的。
And so here, this beast rises up out of the sea.
那这个是从属灵的那个那一个事实里面去注意的。
And so we pay attention to that from a spiritual angle.
另外我们要留意的是那个具体的地理的环境。
And so another thing we have to take note practically is the geographic place.
那这就牵连到为什么约翰从天上给带回到地上来，站在海边的沙上。
And so that has to do with the very fact that John was brought back from heaven and standing upon the sand of the sea.
因为这里这个海。
Because the sea here.
我们有理由相信那是地中，指着地中海这个海。
So we have reason to believe the sea is pointing at the Mediterranean Sea.
原因就是说。
And the reason being.
因为上文就说到。
Because in the previous context.
那个龙要对付那个妇人。
It says that the dragon will deal with this woman.
那有大鹰赐给这个妇人，就到自己的地方去躲避那龙。
And so wings were given to the woman to flight, in flight to her wilderness, to her place, to hide from this dragon.
那这个妇人就在自己的地方给养活一寨两寨半寨。
And so this woman was kept in her place for a times and times and a half.
那弟兄我们注意。
And so brothers and sisters pay attention.
妇人当时避难的地方，一面叫旷野。
And so where she was hiding, it was one hand called the wilderness.
一面又叫做自己的地方。
And the other name for it was her place.
那这样说起来。
And so when you mention that.
明显就是说到以色列。
It is very evident it is Israel.
因为以色列就是他们自己的地方。
Because Israel is her place.
而以色列的南边就整个都是旷野。
And in the southern part of Israel, the entire place is wilderness.
特别是从犹大开始，犹大的那个地域开始，那就是一些称为犹大的旷野。
Especially in the land of Judah, in that region, it is called the wilderness of Judah.
那么，所以约翰就给带到海边。
And so John is brought to the seaside.
那这个海不是死海。
And that sea is not the Dead Sea.
那这个海也是地中海。
The sea is the Mediterranean Sea.
因为在这一个地方我们看到的。
Because at this place we can see.
这一个从海中上来的这一个兽。
This beast who rose up out of the sea.
它有十个脚，有七个头。
He has seven heads and ten horns.
那过去很多读圣经的人。
So in the past, many Bible scholars,
他们就认为这个敌基督的出现是说出罗马帝国的重建。
And so they say the appearance of this Antichrist is the re-establishment of the Roman Empire.
因为特别他说到他有七个头，有十个脚。
Because it mentions about the seven heads and the ten horns.
那个七个头，他们是说到，因为在罗马就是罗马就是他那个国度是建造在七个山头的上面。
And so they talk about the seven heads is because the kingdom of the Roman of Rome is built upon the seven mountains.
那这是过去有好些弟兄们他们有这样的体会。
And so it is that many brethren have this view in the past.
不过我个人觉得这样有些保留。
But I personally have some reservation to that view.
因为虽然在哪里从地理上面来说有很多说到跟罗马 是有点相类，特别是看到以后那个大城的时候。
Because in the scripture here, in the passage, even though there are many descriptions that is similar to Rome, especially the big city there later.
但是我个人是有一个这样的体会。
But I personally have this view.
狄基督的那个这个号人物啊。
Now this character, the Antichrist,
必须是从以色列出来的人。
He must be one from Israel.
严格说起来
，to be very strict,
也必须是从犹大支派出来的人。
He has to be one from the tribe of Judah.
但是撒旦既然是假冒的。
But since Satan is counterfeit,
那他当然可以假冒。
Of course, he can do so.
所以，有那些弟兄们看，不一定是以色列人，而是罗马帝国的复兴，也不能说是不可以考虑。
And so, when brethren ascribe to that it is not from Israel, but is the re-establishment of the Roman Empire, we can use that, consider that.
但是我们在圣经里头从来没有比较明显的看到说这一个狄基督啊，他既然用到基督的名号，他能是从以色列以外的民族里面出来的。
But we have never read from the scriptures this, since he is barring using the name of Christ to be the Antichrist.That he would come forth anywhere outside of the people of Israel.
所以如果我们留意到基督的这个事实，
And so when we pay attention to this matter, the fact of Christ,
我们就没有办法能接受在以色列以外出现的人来占这个位置。
So we cannot accept the fact for anyone outside of Israel to be able to stand in that position.
但是是不是一定是犹太支派的里边出来呢？
But would it be definitely from the tribe of Judah?
这个倒是有一点伸缩性。
There may be some fluctuation in that.
但是肯定一件事情。
But one thing is sure.
就算他不是从犹大支派出来，
If he is not from the tribe of Judah,
他也可以假冒是犹大支派的人。
He can imitate to be counterfeit from the tribe of Judah.
弟兄姊妹，为什么我那么强调这个点呢？
Brothers and sisters, why do I emphasize on that point?
因为这个是跟国度的应许就连上关系。
Because this has to do with the promise of the kingdom.
因为国度的基督就是国度的王。
Because Christ is the king of the kingdom.
国度的王必须是大卫的子孙。
And so the king of the kingdom must be the seed of David.
这是圣经里面一贯给我们看到的。
And we can see that throughout the scripture.
如果一个是不是大卫子孙的人说他是基督的话，这个是以色列人是不会接受的。
And so if someone outside of Israel or the tribe of Judah say they're the king and they're not from the line of David, that is not accepted by the Israelites.
但是以色列犹大支派的这一个事实可以假冒的。
But the fact that they are from the tribe of Judah can be imitated.
因为以色列人的家谱恐怕到现在来说已经是不完整的。
Because the genealogy of the Israelites even to today may not be complete.
不像四福音的时候。
Unlike the past in the four Gospels.
那时候是非常非常的清楚。
During those times they are very, very clear.
正因为他这个家谱不太清楚了。
And because their genealogy is no longer clear.
所以给假冒就留了地步了。
And so they give in ground for counterfeit.
但虽然假冒有地步，
And even though there's ground for counterfeit,
但是也得要在神的允许的底下。
But still it has to be allowed by God.
那所以我们看到这个问题的时候，
And so when we see this matter,
就不能不留意到雅各给他的儿子们宣告前途的时候，神的灵借着他所说的话。
We must take note then of the words of Jacob to his children about their future, what the Spirit of God said through him.
那弟兄姊妹，我们可以翻到创世纪第 49 章。
And so brothers and sisters, we can turn to Genesis chapter 49.
我们留意，
we pay attention.
我们先看基督准确的基督的出处。
Now we can look first accurately in the origin of the accurate Christ.
第十节，
verse 10。
不离犹大，杖不离他两脚之间，只等细罗来到，万民都必归顺。
The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a law given from between his feet, until Shiloh come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be.
就是弟兄姊妹，你看到，准确的来说，基督一定是出自犹大支派。
And so, brothers and sisters, accurately speaking, Christ must.Be from the tribe of Judah.
So, 基督道成肉身的时候，就是从大犹大支派里边出来的。
And so, when Christ was the Word become flesh, he came in the tribe of David.
将来敌基督显出来的时候，他就说，他就宣告说，那是再来的基督了。
And so, when the false Antichrist comes, he would say that he is the Christ.
但是在那个家谱上面，他必须要找到。这个犹大的关联。
And so, but in the genealogy, he must link himself up with the genealogy of Judah.
我一再说了，这可以假冒。
I say again that genealogy can be counterfeit.
他可以制造的假材料。
He can create false information.
假文件。
He can false documents.
他能说啊，我是后大卫的，我是犹大的支派，大卫的后裔。
And so he can say, I am from the tribe of Judah, I am the son of David.
我曾经道成肉身，现在我再来了。
And so I was once the word become flesh, now I return again.
他可以伪造许许多多的文件。
And so he can falsely create many documents.
那为什么我会这样想呢？
And so why do I think that?
原因就是十六节。
It's because of verse 16.
因为当雅各指着但支派来宣告的时候，
Now when Jacob pointed at the tribe of Dan and proclaimed,
他就说了这么几句话。
He said these words.
虽然是短短的几句话，
Though it is very short,
但是却是非常非常 严肃的话。
But it is very severe.
但必判断他的民，
Dan shall judge his people.
做以色列支派之一，
As one of the tribes of Israel.
但但必说道上的蛇，路中的苇，咬伤马蹄，使骑马的坠落于后。耶和华，我向来等候你的救恩。
Dan shall be a serpent by the way, an antler in the path that biteth the horse heel, so that his rider shall fall backward. I have waited for thy salvation, O Lord.
就是我们不知道，雅各直接在说到蛋的事情，是说指着什么？
Brothers and sisters, we don't know what the actual circumstances when Jacob is speaking toward Dan.
但是从原则上面来看，
But from principle,
那蛋就是没有守地位。
That Dan did not keep his position.
蛋也没有带给人有祝福。
He did not bring blessing to man.
所以他不守地位，就是他要出头来判断以色列民。
And so he did not keep his ground, so that he has to come forth to judge the people of Israel.
然后他的所作所为乃是叫人受伤害。
And all that he does, it is to cause harm to men.
那这个是从原则上面来看。
And so that's from principle.
光是从这几句话，
And so just from these words,
我们只是看见他的不守地位和伤害人。
We're able to see he did not keep his ground and he harms people.
但是没有看出那个严重的程度。
But we did not see the severity of that.
但是加上雅各指着但末了所说的那个话，却是一个祷告。
But when we see the last words of Jacob toward Dan, we realize that is a prayer.
这一个祷告就把但的那个光景带到一个很明显的情况的里头。
And this prayer leads us to a very clear condition of Dan.
因为他是耶和华，我向来等候你的救恩。
Because he says, O Lord, I have waited for thy salvation.
那也就是说，神啊，你必须要显明你的拯救。
And so that's also to say, O God, you must manifest your salvation.
那但的所作所为引起一个那么严肃的
So, that the work of Dan would bring forth such a prayer?
究竟什么事情叫雅各里面有个那么重的负担呢？
What kind of matter would cause Jacob to have such a heavy burden within?
虽然我不敢说是百分之一百，一定是做这
样。So I dare not say that it's 100% that will happen.
但是一牵连到这个敌基督的这个假基督的这个事实的时候，
But when you link it to the Antichrist, the false Christ,
我们就觉得非常非常有可能是到了大灾难的时候，从但支派出来一个人，他假冒他是犹大支派犹大卫的后裔。
Then we feel that at the Great Tribulation there can possibly be a person from the tribe of Dan to come forth to imitate that he is one from the tribe of Judah.
那么这个就是这一个人物的来源。
And so that is the origin of that being.
正如刚才我说，我不敢百分之一百说是对。
And so even as I said before, I cannot say that's 100% correct.
但是是可以参考。
But it is worthy of your reference.
无论如何。
No matter what.
绝对不可能是以色列以外的人来做假基督。
It absolutely cannot be anyone outside of the Israelites to be the false Christ.
那现在我们看看假基督的他那个实在的情形。
And so let us look at the actual situation of the false Christ.
一介绍他的时候就说他有七十角七头。
And so it tells us that he has seven heads and ten horns.
那十角七头在十二章里边就出现过了。
And so even this matter of seven heads and ten horns appear in chapter 12.
那就是那条大红龙。
And that is the great red dragon.
那就是撒旦。
And that is Satan.
现在这个撒基督跑出来。
And so now this false Christ comes
out. 他的外表也就是十七个头十个角。
And his appearance is also the seven heads and ten horns.
那很容易我们就领会一个事实。
And so very easily we can understand this.
这一个假基督，他的实质像龙。
This false Christ, his actual nature is like the dragon.
那就是说像撒旦。
And so it's like Satan.
他所以他称为是基督，但是不是真的基督，因为他像龙。
He is called a Christ, but he is not because he is like the dragon.
那他的特性在哪里呢？
And so where's his special characteristic?
他不仅是像龙。
Not only is he like the dragon,
并且在七头十角上面他戴着十个冠冕。
And upon his ten horns, ten crowns.
这个十个冠冕不是普通的冠冕。
And so these ten crowns are not ordinary crowns.
是皇冠。
It is a royal crown.
我们看着这个样子，
Now when we see this image,
你就觉得很古里古怪。
You find it very strange looking.
从来的做王的人只戴一个冠冕。
In the past, all the kings only have one crown.
他不会戴许多的冠冕。
They would not have many crowns.
但是这个假基督，他是戴着十个冠冕。
But this false Christ has ten crowns.
因为他有十个角。
Because he has ten horns.
人家戴冠冕是戴在头上。
Now others would wear their crown on their head.
这一个假基督的冠冕是戴在脚上。
But this false Christ has his crowns on his horns.
不伦不类的。
It is very weird.
你就看见这个样子古里古怪。
And so it's very strange and odd.
冠冕这个王冠。
And so this royal crown.
它是表明荣耀、尊贵、权柄。
It represents glory, honor, and power.
但是却不是摆在一个正常的位置上。
But yet it is not placed in the proper position.
然后这个冠冕是摆在这个角上面。
It is placed upon the horns.
那弟兄姊妹们，你就看到他那个样子古怪。
And so, brothers and sisters, you see the appearance is strange.
那为什么他头上不戴着冠冕呢？
And so why is it that his head does not have the crown?
因为他头上有另外一些东西。
Because upon his head there's other things.
如果把冠冕戴上去，就把那些东西盖住。
And so if you wear the crown on the head, it will cover those things.
那他头上又是什么东西呢？
And so what is it upon his head?
有邪毒的名号。
It has the name of blasphemy.
都写着许多邪毒的名号在那。
It is written on it many names of blasphemy.
那这些名号一摆出来就是 把神贬上去了。
And so when you put all this forth, you are devaluing God.
把神儿子所做的贬上去了。
You're devaluing what the Christ, the Son of God has done.
他贬上去以前的目的就是为要抬高自己。
And when he devalues those, the purpose is to uplift himself.
那这个就是那个敌基督的那个外形。
And so that's the external appearance of the Antichrist.
我们常常说这样的话。
And we often say these words.
一个真正是神所兴起的人或者是工作。
One which is truly raised by God, whether it is a person or the work.
你怎么去辨别它是真的还是假的？
How do you go distinguish whether it is true or false?
有一个很简单的方法。
There's a very simple method.
你就看他把人带到什么地方去。
You will just see where does that lead man.
如果是出于神的，定会是把人带到神那去。
If it is from God, it will lead to God.
他不会把人带到自己的面前。
It will not lead man, before himself.
他也不会把人带到自己的集团的里头。
He will not lead man into his own organization.
他定会是把人带到神的面前，直接面对面的遇见神。
But that will lead man directly to the face of God, to see him face to face.
但是现在看到敌基督。
But now you see the Antichrist.
他所标明的就是。
What he manifests.
叫人不尊重神。
That man would not respect God.
叫人不必理会神。
That man does not need to be mindful of God.
叫人去贬低神。
So that man would devalue God.
这是肉骂神。
Or that man would curse God. Or oppose God, reject God.
这是敌基督的那个记号。
And that is the very sign of the Antichrist.
不管他嘴巴里面说的话说的怎么好听。
No matter what his words say, how good they are.
你要看到的结果。
But when you see the result.
结果把人不是带到神的面前。
The result is not to bring man before God.
你晓得这个不是从神那来。
Then you realize that it's not from God.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那然后他的外形。
And then his external appearance. It is like a leopard.
我不大懂这个上报的那个准确的意思。
I do not fully understand the accurate meaning of being like a leopard.
因为他这里说到豹的时候是说他是母豹。
Because here when it mentions about a leopard, it is a female leopard.
而不是就是说一个普就是豹就是豹。
And so it's not just saying a leopard is a leopard.
他说他形象像母豹。
But it is like unto a female leopard.
那是什么意思？我是不大。
So I don't really understand that.
他的生活史来看。
Now if you look at the female leopard in its life.
那当然他是比较敏捷。
And now it is very agile.
动作很快。
And it's very quick.
因为他要照顾那个小豹。
Because she has to care for the young leopards.
要保护那个小豹。
To protect the young leopards.
要抚养那个小豹。
To feed the young leopards.
要捕抓一些食物来喂养小豹。
And must to hunt for some animals to feed her leopards.
那所以在这个母豹的上面。
And so upon this female leopard.
一面你好像看见它的母性。很明显。
On the one hand, you can see clearly the motherhood of the leopard.
一般说了母性就比较温柔。
And so when you talk about the motherhood of the leopard, it's more gentle.
但是呢
，But
他要是发起威来，或是说要保护那个幼豹的时候呢，他也是很凶的。
But when the mother leopard has to protect her young, she can get very fierce and violent.
如果从这方面来看
，And so when we look at it from that view.
也许可以有点参考。
Then maybe we have some kind of consideration.
当然，你也可以用但以理的意象所看到的那个那个豹啊、熊啊、狮子啊来去看去体会。
Of course, you can also come to understand this from the vision of Daniel about the leopard, the bear, and lion.
不过我们实在看见，因为他是称为假基督。
But indeed we see because he is the false Christ.
所以在外面，你如果他看见他是光明的天使的那个样貌，也不为稀奇。
And so externally, if you see him as the angel of light, that is not something strange.
但是实际呢
？But in fact,
他是很凶残的。
He is very fierce.
因为他的脚像熊,
because his feet is as of a bear.
是浅踏,
it is to trample.
是毁坏,
it is to destroy.
他的口像狮子的口,
his mouth as the mouth of a lion.
那他会吼叫,
and he can roar.
这个吼叫是把人都杀坏了,
and this roaring would fear, would cause man to be frightened.
像吼叫的狮子,
and just like the roaring lion.
那这是假基督的那个本性,
and so that's the very nature is the false Christ. Maybe we can understand it this way.
外面像光明的天使,
externally like the angel of light,
里面就是一个, 吼叫的狮子,
internally it is the roaring lion.
作用就是浅踏和毁坏,
and the function it is to trample and destroy.
那这个是他,
and that is the appearance.
也可以说是他的外面,外,他的工作所表明出来的那种光景,
or the condition which his work would manifest.
然后呢,
and then
他所以能有这样的表现,
he is able to manifest such work,
乃是因为龙把他自己的能力保住,
it is because the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority.
那换一种话来说,
so in other words,
假基督就是撒旦的权柄的代表,
and so the false Christ is the representation of the authority of Satan.
他所发表的一切, 他所表达的一切,
all that he expressed and all that he manifests,
完全就是撒旦所要做的一切,
it is completely all that Satan wants done.
那现在呢,
and now
他称为,
he is called the Christ.
当然是假基督,
of course, it is the false Christ.
他称自己为国度的王,
he says he is the king of the kingdom.
当然这是假的,
of course, that is false.
但是假的也得要给一点东西人家来做证据,
but even if it's false, he has to give some kind of evidence for others to see.
不然的话连假也假得不像样,
otherwise, even if he's false, he would not seem real.
所以我们就看到,
and so we see,
他这个兽的七个头当中有一个死死乎是受了死伤,
and I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death,
那死伤是却医好了,
and his deadly wound was healed.
七个头,
seven heads,
其中有一个是死掉了,
and one was dead,
是给刀砍掉了,
and it was cut by the sword.
但是呢, 他就
but yet it was healed.
那弟兄姊妹你千万不要把给医好了这个词来弄迷乱这一个点,
brothers and sisters, do not be confused by this term was healed.
因为这一个点啊,
because of this point,
那个重点是在死,
the point is focused upon the death.
上面说的是受了死伤, 不是说他很严重的伤,
it is says that wounded to death, it is not a severe wound,
乃是说他死, 伤到一个地步,
it is that he is wounded, wounded to a point that he died.
然后就说, 他这个死, 却, 得治好了,
and his deadly wound or his death was healed.
弟兄姊妹这是什么?
Brothers and sisters, what is that?
这不是死而复活吗?
Isn't that a dying and being raised?
他眼睛摆出一个模样,
and so he has that image.
我也曾死过,
I once was dead,
我现在又活了,
and now I live it.
人家就没有注意,
and others have not seen.
你有七个头,
but you have seven heads.
死掉了一个还有六个,
if you, one of your head is dead, you still have six heads, you still haven't died. You haven't really died.
你假装死,
you only have a false death.
事实是这样,
the fact that is what it is.
但是他要显明我也是从死里复活,
but he wants to manifest that he also raised from the dead. So one of his heads were dead,
又好了,
and is healed. It seems like he was risen again. And so he uses this false phenomenon,
就骗了许许多多的人,
to deceive many.
所以这里说全地的人, 都跟稀奇跟从这个兽,
and so here it says all the world wondered after the beast.
而因着这样跟从这个兽, 就把龙也借过来做他们的敬拜的对象,
and because they wondered after the beast, they worshipped the dragon which gave power unto the beast.
而因为这个兽, 他们看, 这全地的人都看见, 这个兽的权柄是从啥？从这个龙来的。
And because all the world saw that the beast was given power from the dragon.
结果就把全地的人都带到这个龙的面前去。
And so the result is they brought the whole world to the dragon.
并且众人都在那里高举这个龙。
And so they worshipped the dragon and uplifted it.
也高举这一个兽。
And they worshipped the beast.
但弟兄姊妹们
But brothers and sisters,
你看到
you see,
这许许多多的事情
these many matters
都是发生在那四十个一个月的里头
happens during those 42 months.
这一个兽在这四十二个月的里边它的权柄很厉害的显出来
that this beast can manifest very greatly his authority during these 42 months.
看到它怎么厉害的显出来
Later we can see how it is manifested.
他一开口
When he speaks
开什么口呢
What does he say
狮子的口
His lion mouth
但是吼叫的狮
It is the roaring lion
就是恐吓人的
And so it is to frighten man
怎么去恐吓人呢
How does he frighten man
因为他所说的那些话
Because what he says
是直接对着神来说的
That he speaks directly to God
他亵渎神的名
He blasphemes the name of God
亵渎神的帐幕
And he blasphemes his tabernacle That is his dwelling place
还有
And
以及那些住在天上的
And then that dwell in heaven
那什么是那些住在天上的
So what are those who dwell in heaven?
这个是教会
That is the church
那些住在天上的是教会
Those who dwell in heaven is the church
但是问题又来了
But again the problem is here
因为接着第七节又说
Because in verse 7 it says
就任凭他与圣徒征战并且得胜
And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them
他 也把权柄赐给他制服各族各民各方各国
And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations.
那他的权柄的夸耀，我们这个不稀奇。
Now we are not amazed at how wide his power is.
因为那个时候的确是龙在地上横行的时候。
And because it is at that time when the dragon can do as it wishes on earth. But where's the difficulty?
难处是又任凭他与圣徒征战。
The difficulty is that he was allowed to make war with the saints.
这圣徒是谁？
Who are these saints?
那所以刚才我就提到在这几章的这圣经里面关乎教会是灾前灾后灾中被提啊就和这里所记载的一些事实非常非常的有关联
And that's why I mentioned to brothers and sisters previously about the interpretations of rapture before, during or after the tribulation has to do with this
如果我们不能掌握那个时间和那些事实
Now if we can grasp those facts and the time
你现在又碰到难处了
Then here again it is difficult
是在大灾难里面
It is in the great tribulation
那个兽与圣徒征战
And so this beast is making war with the saints
那圣徒是谁
Who are the saints?
什么人能给称为圣徒
Who can be called saints?
这不是教会是什么
If that's not the church, who is it?
所以就有弟兄就这样下结论了
So brothers and have this conclusion
那灾后被提那个根据之疑就在这里又跑出来
And so very naturally the rapture after the tribulation comes forth
因为你明明看见42个月里面还有圣徒
Because you can clearly see that even amongst the 42 months there are saints
那弟兄姊妹们我们在这里就要弄清楚
But brothers and sisters here we must be clear
圣徒是谁
In fact who are these saints
是不是教会
Is it the church
如果这个是圣徒是教会
If these saints are the church
那些在住在天上的又是谁
Then who are those who dwell in heaven
那这圣者先被提又有根据了
And so then the theory of the overcomers being first raptured that is the basis because those who dwell in heaven are the overcomers
在四十月个里边正上的圣徒是就是其他的教会其他的人
And so the saints having made war with in the 42 months those are the others in the church
但弟兄姊妹你看到
But brothers and sisters you see
如果他们能称为圣徒
If they can be called saints
他们怎么不就是得胜者的
How come they are not overcomers then
怎么他们还可能留在 地上来等候那个大灾难？
How would it be that they still remain on earth to wait for the great tribulation?
那所以显然我们看到，
So apparently we can see，
如果这样来分别那个没有被提的，或者说被提的，那本身就是有难处了。
And so we use that basis to say it is after the tribulation to be raptured or during the tribulation to be raptured. There's a difficulty.
那既然是这样，
and if that is the case,
那这些称为圣徒的是什么人呢？
Then in fact, who are these saints?
那弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我们必须注意。这里的经文他已经给我们解说了。
We have to take note of the passage here itself. It already explains to us.
那这里就说他任凭他与圣徒征战。
And it was given unto him to make war with the saints.
并且得胜。
And to overcome them.
并且是全地的得胜。
And he overcomes all.
特别注意弟兄姊妹第八节。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention to verse 8.
凡住在地上，名字从创世以来没有记在被杀的羔羊生命册上的人，都要拜他。
And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world.
那你就看见这个敌基督的那个权势是整全地。都在他的那个掌管的底下。
And so you can see then the power of this Antichrist, he rules over the earth.
但是那些圣徒是谁呢？
But who are these saints?
那些圣徒就是。
These saints are those.
我们从这个事实里面去看。
We see it from this fact.
那一个时候。
At that time.
全地都拜极基督。
That all the world worships the Antichrist.
但是有一些人不拜。
But there are some who does not.
哪一些人不拜呢？
Who are they?
那名字记在生命册上的人就不拜。
Whose names are written in the book of life, they do not worship him.
你说那这些，那个时候哪里还有名字记在生命册上的人呢？
And so you would ask, why would at that time be anyone whose name are in the book of life?
如果有有人的名字记在的生命车上，
If there are people whose names are in the book of life,
那一定是教会。
Then they must be of the church.
但是教会那个时候不在地上了。
But at that time the church is no longer on earth.
那究竟这些是谁？
So in fact, who are these people?
所以解决不来的时候只好说教会还要经过灾难。
And so if you cannot explain that, you can only say that the church must also go through the tribulation.
但弟兄姊妹你注意，
But brothers and sisters, pay attention.
这里说，
Here it says,
名字从创世以来没有记载被杀的羔羊生命册上的。
Whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world.
你留意这个时间。
Now pay attention to that time.
从创世以来。
From the foundation of the world.
没有跟羔羊发生关系，生命的关系。
That they did not have a relationship with the Lamb.
那些人就拜这个龙。
Those people,
就拜这个兽。
Those people worship the beast.
但是与基督发生关系的呢？
But those who have a relationship with Christ.
他们就不拜这个兽。
They do not worship this beast.
这些人就是圣徒。
These people are the saints.
那这些圣徒是具体的在那四十二个月里边是指着哪一些的？
And so practically, these saints during the 42 months, who are they?
我们不能不留意。
We cannot notice.
那个妇人的其余的儿女。
That they are the remnant of the seed of the woman.
那这个其余的儿女，我们提到说，那就是在这四十二个月里边。借着那两个见证人的传道所带出的结果。
And again we can see that this remnant of her seed during these 42 months are the fruit of the preaching of the two witnesses.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
这几章的经文里面的事情如果我们不把它掌握得清楚的话，的确是叫我们乱。
If we're not able to grasp clearly the matters and events in these few chapters, then it will confuse us. Then we do not know where to start.
你说教会在灾前被提，又像。
You say the church is raptured before the tribulation, it seems like that.
你说被提也像。
You say if the overcomers first be raptured, that also seems like it.
一定要经过灾难，也像。
And if you say that the church must go through tribulation, it also seems that way.
那究竟是与不是呢?
And so what is the truth?
那我们就必须要把里面的那个事实来好好的分类。
So we must be able to distinguish the matters, the events within that period clearly.
但是分类不能根据我们自己的倾向。
But the separation cannot be according to our own liking.
必须根据其余的经文的印证。
It must be according to the other confirmation of the scripture.
那好，那先。那现在当雅各约翰看到了这一些的时候
And so when John saw all this
就听到有声音说了
There's a voice saying
这个声音是谁说呢
Now whose voice is this
这里没有讲
Here does not say
但是我们很清楚晓得是带他去看这些异象的使者讲
But we clearly understand it is the messengers who brought him to see this vision
我们留意第九节
We pay attention to verse 9
凡有耳的就应当听
If any man have an ear, let him hear
就是说必须要好好的注意
That is, you must pay attention carefully
因为这里凡有耳的是凡有一个耳朵的你就要听
But even if you have one ear, you have to listen
那就是说你必须要注意这个
So you must pay attention to this
注意什么呢
Pay attention to what
注意听见的话
Listen to this
掳掠人的必被掳掠
He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity
人的必被刀杀
He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword
圣徒的忍耐和信心就是在此
Here is the patience and the faith of the saints Now brothers and sisters pay attention The messengers proclaim one fact there
他先是给约翰看见这个敌基督的暴虐
First he allows for John to see the violence of this Antichrist
杀死人对付人
That he confines man that he deals against man
但是
But the messengers also proclaim a fact that he that leadeth into captivity this one who leads into captivity points at the Antichrist he will be go into captivity and he kills with the sword he must be killed with the sword do not see how powerful he is now God will deal with all that.
虽然这个事情不会马上就结束
even though this will not immediately end,
但是神的追讨一定要出现
but God's pursuance will appear.
正因为这样
because of that,
一个非常非常严肃的交通就出来了
there's a very serious fellowship that comes forth.
圣徒的忍耐和信心就是在此。
Here is the patience and the faith of the saints.
什么在此呢？什么在此呢？
What is here?
那就是说。
That is,
圣徒们的忍耐。
The faith, the patience of the saints.
他们的信心。
Their faith.
乃是因为看见神要管理这一切
It is because they see that God will rule all over this.
神要在他的公义里头把这一切带进结局
That God in his righteousness will bring all this to an end.
因此
Therefore,
在这样的情况的底下
Under this condition,
虽然敌基督看见表面上的得胜
Even though the Antichrist would seem to have the victory externally,
但是圣徒们却没有改变地位
But the saints did not change the position
也许他们遭遇很艰苦甚至是连命都丢了的情形
Maybe they encounter a very difficult situation even to lose their life
但是他们确实是看见
But they truly see
神并没有放手不管这些事
That God did not let go and not rule over this
神终必要追讨谢谢
At the end, God will chasten for all this.
那因此他们就因着神的信实
Therefore, because of the faithfulness of God,
他们站住他们的地位
They stand firm on their ground.
他们没有改变拣选主的那种心情
They did not change their heart to choose the Lord.
他们明明的知道
They clearly know
跟随主并不是坐花轿
that when they follow the Lord, it is not like riding in a carriage.
拣选神也不是在那里坐火箭呢
And that when they choose God, it is not to ride in the rocket.
而是要在许多的艰苦的里面站住
But that they must stand firm in difficult situations.
让神自己在那里彰显他的作为
So that God would manifest his work.
我们感谢神
We thank God.
虽然在这里把敌基督的那个样貌说了
Though here it tells us a lot about the faith of the Antichrist,
但是也指出他的结局要在神的追讨的里边。
But it also tells us that his result will end in the pursuance of God.
那我们感谢我们的主。
Now we praise and thank our Lord.
我们看到将来的那个大灾难是非常非常的。
We can see that the Great Tribulation is very difficult and hard in the future. Because that is the last struggle of Satan. But we thank God. He cannot surpass the boundary of God. He cannot surpass the line of God.
终极他要在神的管理的底下完结。
As a result, he will end under God.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
回头我们看看十二章有两句话。
Now we reflect on verse chapter 12, there are these words.
撒旦给赶到地上来的时候。
That when Satan was cast down unto earth,
然后天上的使者们就宣告说，地狱还有祸了。
And that the messengers would proclaim woe to the land and to the sea.
因为魔鬼知道自己时间不多，就气愤愤地下到你们那去。
For the devil has come down unto you, having great wrath.
然后弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
我们留意
we pay attention.
撒旦做这许许多多的事。
That Satan does all these things.
他同时也在人的心思里面来放下一些想法。
At the same time, he also places these thoughts in man.
那就是叫人说，那么残忍的事情，神不及时停止，神还算是。
And at the same time, those thoughts are that he places in man that if these things are so horrible, if God does not put an end to it right away, is he still God?
今天我就看一个弟兄从网站上录下了一篇东西，给我。
And so today I saw something that a brother recorded for me on the net.
其实那些东西也不是新鲜的东西。
And of course, those things are nothing new.
就是那个人说他为什么不做基督徒其中一样就是说地上那许多残酷的事情如果有神的话神为什么可以容忍
And so that person one of the reasons he said that he would not become a Christian is that there are so many terrible things on earth if there is God he would put an end to it how come he does not
寄给我的弟兄就说你要不要写一些文章来说明这个事情
And so he writes there's a written to the brother to say does he need to write something against this?
然后我说这些事情不需要写。
And so he asked me and I said we don't need to write about it.
因为你写出来他也不会懂。
Because even if you write it out, he would not understand.
因为他没有看见自己是什么人。
Because he did not see who he is.
所以更不知道。许多的乱象的根源不是在神，而是在撒旦。
And so he did not realize that all the origins of these bad things is not from God, but from Satan.
但是我们属神的人，我们必须要知道。
But we who belong to God must know.
撒旦很严酷的来骚扰人。
That Satan deals harshly with man.
他很聪明，把责任推给神。
And he very cunningly places the responsibility to God.
我们可不要上他的当。
But let us not fall into that trap.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们看到敌基督的那一个里里外外的情形。
When we see the circumstances of the Antichrist from within and without.
我们就求主给我们蒙保守在 他所赐的信心的里面不摇动。
Then let us rely on the faith which the Lord grants us, that we will not waver in it.
也识穿撒旦的诡计。
And that we will see through the cunning scheming of Satan.
我们说，我们仍然是站在主的一边。
And we say that we will still stand on the side of the Lord.
我想我们，晚上我们的交锋就停在这里。
I think we'll end our sharing here tonight.